needs. There's room at the cross for everyone, even me. Well, my sins are now clean. The lost are redeemed. Religion is a prison, but truth sets us free. Helps us believe that the world we're in now is not the world that will be. Terror, famine, disease, millions in poverty, hungry, can't sleep. With all of this religion, why these babies can't eat? And if the middle class is gone, how can America see? How can America breathe when the oxygen is gone from the American dream? And these American streets listen close as they speak. The next time you think America, please include me. Help the ones that are weak. All they want is a piece of the pie that you keep. Is that too much to ask for those that laid the concrete? Still laying on concrete, pop, pop by police. See, they the foundation of the nation, not the 2%. Not the ones that own the building that the middle class rent, because they make sense. Tell me, how do you feel? I'm the new Franklin and I have the new deal. I fight and do right, FDR for real. One nation under God, God show us the way. The science of opinion, God is not a buffet. You pick what you want, so no God on your plate. The preacher isn't God, religion's first mistake. Servants, stewards, shepherds, not kings. Has to die to his flesh every day like me. One VIP, all the other seats in church are free. We're just groupies, God's the celebrity. Before 313 AD, before Constantine, before the Council of Nicaea, before Romans and Greeks, before Calvin, Alexander, Luther, before let there be, before history, to the last century, before the death on the tree, before the fall of man, was a picture of me. Nailed to his heart right before the last three words he would speak, it is finished. Can you believe? I'm losing my religion. Thank God, helping you lose yours is my job.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I hope that you woke up this morning with your mind, and your mind was on Jesus. Your mind wasn't on your circumstances. Your mind wasn't on gossiping about somebody. Your mind wasn't on talking about somebody. Your mind was not in the gutter, but your mind was on Jesus, and it was stayed on Jesus. Praise God. Again, if you have your Bibles, a very familiar scripture, John chapter 8. I want to read verses 31 through 36. Listen at the words. It says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be free, be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever." Verse 36 says, "And if the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." I want to talk just for a little while about true and lasting freedom. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, there is a true and a lasting freedom. Amen. As I look back over our history of this nation, especially in view of what has taken place in our Supreme Court over the past year, even to include up to today, I can't but help remember all of those freedom documents, praise God, that were enacted in order to make sure that we had freedom. Can I give you a history lesson this morning real quick? Praise God. You see, first there was a thing called the Declaration of Independence, where 13 colonies declared themselves free from the mother country, England. History tells us that the church bells rang out all over Philadelphia on July 4th, 1776, signaling that the Declaration of Independence was adopted and officially adopted by the Continental Congress. Amen. There were some folks who was on that delegation, praise God, who helped draft this thing that we call the Declaration of Independence. Let me give you the names of those folks who were on that committee. Those folks was John Adams of Massachusetts, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Robert Livingston of New York, and of course, Thomas Jefferson of Virginia. The committee assigned Thomas Jefferson the task of writing the original document. Praise God. Thus, it was him writing the original document that plunged him into international fame. Praise God. But secondly, there was the United States Constitution. Oh, y'all remember that document, don't you? Praise God. You see, the United States Constitution was signed on September the 17th, 1787, by delegates of the Continental Convention. History tells us again that there were 55 delegates who signed this monumental political document, where the best minds of the colonies at that time resided. And it must be noted, praise God, that the original document, Sister Howard, the original document still resides in the State Department. Thirdly, there was another freedom document that is called the Bill of Rights. Those essential civil liberties of the people. History tells us that Washington was inaugurated as America's first president, and as an infant nation, praise God, set about to establish a strong government. Praise God. I'm talking about memories of civil rights violations during the colonial period, praise God, was still vivid in the minds of the people. Oh yeah, you see, Thomas Jefferson, who was in fact a U.S. minister to France at the time, wrote his friend James Madison that he was concerned about the omission of those Bill of Rights. I'm talking about those rights that provided clearly for the freedom of religion, the freedom of press that provided for protection against standing armies and restrictions about monopolies. Amen. They tell me that members of America were alarmed at the omission of these individual liberties that were proposed for this Constitution. Therefore, George Washington urged Congress, and in his first inaugural address, praise God, to propose amendments that offers a reverence, praise God, if you will, for the characteristic freedoms, rights of freedom, and regard for public harmony. Amen. Motivated by these leading Americans, Congress responded by submitting amendments to the Constitution, providing for those essential civil liberties. Oh yeah, and the Bill of Rights, they were officially proposed on September the 25th, 1789. But they were not ratified and became the first 10 amendments of the Constitution until 1791. And now that's three of the freedom documents that I wanted to talk about, but that's one more.
Yes, sir.
Because those three really didn't cover you and I.
Yeah.
Amen. Uh-huh. There was another one that was called the Emancipation Proclamation. Like I said, all of those other documents mentioned, did not include people of color. You see, the Civil War broke out in April the 12th, 1861. President Lincoln, I'm not ready yet, praise God. President Lincoln stated that he would wage war to restore the Union and not to destroy slavery. But things were not going good for the North. Therefore, President Abraham Lincoln, on September the 22nd, 1862, issued what he's called the first, the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. And in that document, he warned that unless the states of the Confederacy returned to the Union by January 1st, 1863, that he would declare their slaves to be forever free. Yeah, you see, Lincoln thought that if freedom could be offered to slaves, thousands might desert their masters. The South would then have problems raising food and producing tools of war. The freed slaves could be brought into the Union Army to make up for the shortage of the volunteers that the volunteers in the North. And in Europe, and particularly in England and France, a proclamation of freedom, praise God, might help the Union cause, because the common people of England and France believed in freedom and democracy. Yeah. Praise God. And on September the 22nd, 1862, Lincoln called his cabinet together, and he told them that he had decided to issue a proclamation of emancipation after making a promise to himself and then sitting down and talking to his maker. And on January the 1st, 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. Now, let me just tell you some things The Emancipation Proclamation did not end slavery in the United States. However, the Emancipation Proclamation was the turning point in the Civil War and the turning point, praise God, in American history. Oh, I'm got to give you all of this history. I'm doing it for a reason. You see, Negroes by all of the thousands are masters forever. And some 300,000 joined, praise God, the Union armies. And the talk of important aid to the Confederacy by England and France and other European countries, all of that talk, praise God. And after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued, it was only a matter of time. And on December the 18th, 1865, the 13th Amendment, praise God, to the Constitution was ratified, which officially ended slavery in the United States. Now, let me get to my text. You see, Jesus had been dialoguing with the Jewish religious leaders in an effort to get them to understand that true and lasting freedom comes through full saving faith in Him. Praise God. In other words, the type of faith that would truly set them free. I'm talking about free from sin, free from death, free from Satan, and free from hell. So as we look, amen, at our text, and there are four things, and they're short, praise God. I told you I wasn't going to be long today. Four things that Jesus shared with these Jewish religious leaders, shared with them that if they wanted to experience true and lasting freedom, there are some things, praise God, that they must do. Can I remind us today, if we want to experience true and lasting freedom, these same four things are the things that we must do, praise God, things that we must put in our spiritual repertoire, if you will, praise God. And the very first thing, if we want to experience true freedom, praise God, we must continue, praise God, we must, excuse me, believe in Jesus Christ. Because if you look at the A clause of verse 31, he says, then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on him. You see, belief is the initial contact, praise God, with Christ. Praise God, one must believe that he is, praise God, and have faith in Jesus Christ. You see, faith in Jesus Christ causes us to live right. Amen, because genuine faith manifests itself in a person's changed life, praise God, as well as an enduring love and devotion for Christ and a love for one another. Praise God. Some time ago, in one of our Bible studies, we have those, what I call icebreakers. And we were talking about that particular night, amen, about Christians. And the question was asked, when you hear the word Christian, what is the first word that comes to your mind? Praise God. And on that night, I don't know if you remember that, Sister Lee, on that night, praise God, there were 41 responses. And out of all of those responses, every last one of them had something to do with a changed life. Amen. What am I trying to say this morning? Praise God. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, it is going to result in a changed life. Praise God. The old preachers used to say, praise God, if you drink, you're not going to drink no more. If you stole, you're not gonna steal no more. If you lie, you're not going to lie anymore. So that when you have faith in Jesus Christ, praise God, when you believe in him, faith in Christ is going to result in a changed life. Praise God. I have to remind brothers and sisters every day that I see them. Praise God. If your life have not changed, praise God, then you better back that thing up. Amen. And go find out what it is you got. Praise God. Because I got to tell you, amen, there was some things that I used to do. Amen. I got to tell you, I don't do those things no more. Praise God. There are some places that I used to go. Amen. You know, talking about I'm big and bad to do what I want to. But I got to tell you something. When I got faith in Jesus Christ, I didn't go to those places no more. Praise God. Not the fact that those places were going to influence me. But guess what? Praise God. I just didn't go no more. Praise God, because I wanted to shun the very appearance of evil. Praise God. Now, some folks say, well, you know, it's okay for me to go here, and it's okay for me to go there. No, it's not okay. Praise God. If you have given your life to Christ, there are some things that you're going to have to say, I got to put this life under subjection, praise God, because I don't want to cause nobody to stumble. And I know the scripture says that every man must work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. But let me tell you something. I don't want to cause a weaker brother. I don't want to cause a weaker sister to stumble because they see me going somewhere, praise God, thinking that it's all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you want to experience true and lasting freedom, then praise God, the very first thing that you have to do is that you have to believe in Jesus Christ. But if you take the B clause of verse 31, praise God, the second thing that we do to experience true and lasting freedom is that we must continue in his word. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, you must continue in his word. You see, if we continue in his word, then we are in fact disciples indeed. You see, those who faith is real. I'm talking about those who have saving trust, those who are truly disciples of Jesus Christ will continue in both, praise God, faith and obedience to his word. What Jesus was telling those Jews back then, as well as telling us today, that, praise God, is that the true nature of true discipleship consists of continued obedience to his word. Amen. And the scripture bears this out. Can I just give you a few scriptures? Praise God. I told you we weren't going to be long. You might as well get ready to get your shouting shoes on, because I'm getting ready to launch here in a minute. Praise God. Amen. If you look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, listen at the words that Jesus said. He says, moreover, for whosoever, shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Praise God. In other words, we must do the will. And the only way you're going to know the will of the Father, praise God, is you got to stick to his word. Praise God. John chapter 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, he said, keep my commandments. He didn't say keep the commandments of some preacher. He didn't say keep the commandments of some deacon. Praise God. He didn't say keep the commandments of mama or daddy. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then just switch it around. John chapter 15, verse 14. He says, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you to do. And then finally, John picks it up in his first epistle at 1 John 5 and 3. He says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. In other words, they are not burdensome. Amen. That means that they're not hard for us. There is not a commandment that he has given to us. Praise God, that's hard. Amen. Every commandment that he's given us is not a burden to you. Praise God, it's not nothing that should grieve you. Praise God, you should be able to keep it just like he said. Praise God. So if we want to experience, I'm talking about true and lasting freedom, we must continue in his word. Already, I'm already on number three, Mike. Praise God. Number three, if we want to experience true freedom, we must know the truth. Look at verse 32. He says, and ye shall know the truth. Amen. You see, the inevitable blessing of believing in Jesus and continuing to obey his word is to know the truth. Amen. John chapter 1 verse 17 says, for the law was given by Moses. Praise God. But grace and truth came by who? Jesus Christ. And amen. See, Jesus Christ said in John chapter 16, chapter 14, verse 6, he said that I am the way. I am the what? The truth. And I am the what? Life. And he said that no man can come to the Father except they come by me. Praise God. So we're talking about a man. We must know the truth. Praise God. You see, the truth is something that can make us free. Amen. I always tell my young folks, I see I got some of the kids in here today, that is something about the truth. When you tell the truth, Deacon Antoine, you don't have to remember nothing. Amen. But if you lie, amen. I see Zoe back there laughing. Praise God. Thank you, Zoe. Praise God. Well, if you lie, you got to remember who you told that lie to. Not only you got to remember who you told a lie to, you're going to have to remember how you told the lie in the first place. But if you tell the truth, praise God, the truth is the thing that you will stand on. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can ask me something today. If I know it's the truth, praise God, I'm going to say the same thing today. I'll say it another 5 years from now because it's the truth. Amen. I don't have to sit there and try to remember how I said it, praise God, so that if you tell the truth, praise God, it's the truth that's going to make you free. Praise God. But let me go ahead and close. I told y'all I wasn't going to be long today. I know y'all ready to get back. Amen. Get on your barbecue grills and get to your firecrackers and get to cooking some food. Praise God. But the last thing that I want to see in here, if we want to experience, amen, true and lasting freedom, not only are we to know the truth, praise God, we must be made free. Amen. How many of y'all in here want to be made free? Praise God. Because the text says, for whom the Lord shall make free shall be free indeed. You see, the truth is the truth that makes us free. The reality of believing in Jesus, I'm talking about obeying his word and knowing the truth, brings about spiritual freedom. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is such a thing as spiritual freedom, and it comes by knowing the truth. Praise God, that truth will be the thing that will make us free. You see, such freedom is multifaceted, and it includes freedom from the bondage of falsehood. It includes freedom from Satan's condemnation. It includes freedom from judgment. It includes freedom from spiritual ignorance. It includes freedom from spiritual death. and most significantly, praise God, and in context with our text, it is